This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In recent visits, we've done a biographical study of the life of Ezra. Today, I'd like to do a 4S study of an incident described in Ezra chapter 8, verses 21 through 23. God called Ezra to challenge his people to be wholly separated unto God. At times, we back ourselves into that kind of commitment. Let me explain. Start by spreading out the information you find in Ezra chapter 8, verses 21 through 23. Ezra called a fast at the Ahava Canal with those who joined him on the journey back to Jerusalem. When the trip was planned, King Artaxerxes offered to provide soldiers for protection. Ezra turned him down, saying, "The gracious hand of our God is on everyone who looks to him." This was a testimony of anticipated protection by God. Now, facing territory where robbers often ambush travelers, Ezra was ashamed to go back to the king and ask for soldiers, but he was afraid of the potential dangers facing them. He called on everyone to fast and pray fervently for God's protection as they traveled. Leaders were assigned to care for the treasures entrusted to them by the king. When they took off, the Bible declares God answered their prayer. Take this information, sort it into groups, and structure it into an outline. I came up with 3 points: his testimony, his test, and his triumph. In our next visit, we'll amplify these as well as summarize the information into applications. In preparation, read over and meditate on Ezra 8:21 through 23.